This evening we are blessed with the presence of seminarian Anoop Thomas. Anoop is presently studying at St. Vladimir's Orthodox Theological Seminary in New York, and his home parish is St. Thomas Orthodox Church in Damascus, Maryland. At this time, we invite Anoop to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barak Mor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, please open to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 18 to 23. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?' In that hour he healed many people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits. And on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, 'Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me.'" Barak Mor, glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. John preached of a Messiah who will come to purge the land of sinners. He would come down in fire and brimstone, cutting down those who did not repent. This Messiah would throw those who did not bear fruit of repentance into the fire. But what he heard of was the opposite. He heard of a benevolent, compassionate Jesus. He walked around healing and preaching. He did not cast down any sinners, but cast out demons. This was not what he expected. His expectation did not match the reality. This man cannot be the Messiah of the prophecies. He could not believe it. St. John's expectations may have narrowed his sight. With a narrowed sight, our expectations often become this way. St. John may have wanted to see what he believed, what he expected to see, just like our expectations make us look for what we want to see. It's like on a busy morning. We are running out the door, scarfing down whatever we can grab. And as soon as the door shuts, we realize we forgot our keys. We run back through the garage door, frustrated. We toss the whole place, retracing our steps. We expect to find those keys somewhere we have been that. But we are so blinded by this expectation that we don't even notice that our keys were right in our pocket. St. John may have been blinded, just as we often are. He could not see that Jesus was the Messiah, and so he had messages sent to Jesus asking, "Are you really the Messiah we have been told of? Should we look to someone else?" St. John's expectations of the Messiah did not match with Jesus, and we find ourselves in the same situation. We do not find everything to be meeting our expectations. We expect the church to be better. We expect a liturgy to make more sense. We expect there to be no problems. And when our expectations are not met constantly or consistently, we are angry. When the church is not better, the liturgy does not make sense, and the problems don't cease, we are frustrated, conflicted with ourselves, coming to church complacent and apathetic. But today, brothers and sisters, Christ has a message for us as we run to him with our expectations, asking him, should we have faith in your church? Will this church bring me to you? Are you the Messiah? In reply to us and the messengers sent by St. John, instead of answering, I am the Messiah, instead of walking around and telling people who he is, Christ made the lame walk. Christ made the blind see. And ultimately, Christ made himself an offering on our behalf. And on our behalf today, just as when God called upon his Son and the Spirit revealed Christ to St. John, Christ reveals to us that this year, our expectations do not lead us to frustration. Our expectations do not make us angry, complacent, or apathetic. Christ heals us, and through his Spirit, we take ownership of our church. We do not expect our church to be better, but we make it better. Seek leadership positions in the church. Take responsibility. Do not simply expect things to change, but make them change. We no longer will allow the church to stand still in a routine. The living, breathing church moves towards Christ at all times. We are no longer crippled by not understanding our liturgy. Christ gives us sight so that we seek out information. We learn about our liturgy through the resources that God has blessed us with. Through our lay leaders, deacons, priests, and bishops. We simply ask questions. We take responsibility for our expectations. But it does not stop at asking. God calls upon us to act. Come together and educate ourselves so that we can educate our children. Volunteer our time for the church, ensuring the future. And as we do these things for the church, we are edified. We invite the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, in our homes, through our prayers. God continues to bless us and guide us in our lives. His guidance will lead us to the expectation that we all often forget. Our expectation is to be like Christ. At the very core of our being is Christ. When people look at us, they see Christ. We think and act like Christ. Healing the sick by our prayers and visitation. Feeding the poor through our community service projects. Through these actions, we fill the church with the Spirit. And as St. Peter says in his second epistle, we become partakers of the divine nature. We become partakers of his divine nature when we labor in his vineyard, when we work in his church. And after long trials working in his vineyard, St. Macarius writes, the work of grace sows itself fully, and the soul acquires full sonship of the Spirit. God himself proves the heart, and man is made worthy to become one spirit with the Lord. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father, who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.